So with that, just to highlight again the milestones and what we have in terms of coming up. So LYMPHIR, our cutaneous T-cell lymphoma drug, which we filed a BLA in September of 22, received the PDUFA date of, which is the approval date of July 28, 2023. On that date, we received something known as a complete response letter. And what that is about is that it's about a manufacturing test. We completed the test, we passed the test, but the validation of the test wasn't completed yet, which would take longer. We thought the FDA was going to give us approval. They chose to give us a complete response letter. That is the only part of our filing that we have to really address in terms of the resubmission. We expect an approval. Once we resubmit, the FDA will give us either a 2-month approval date or a 6-month approval date, but certainly we'll have an approval no later than June or July of 2024, or possibly earlier. We are planning to launch this drug in September of 24. Mino-Lok is our drug for salvaging catheters. That has it's an event-driven trial. We expect to have all those events completed. We're over enrolling right now. We are virtually completed, and we'll have top line results in the first half of 2024. Our hemorrhoid drug, we just completed a phase 2b trial. We're meeting with the FDA in the first quarter to submit the data from the phase 2b trial, as well as get a phase 3 protocol worked out. Next slide, please.